My husband was going away on a business trip out of the country and was going to be gone for a few weeks. My son thought it would be a good time to let my grandson come to visit, as he was going to be going to college in the area in the fall. I figured since he could help me out with things around the house, it would be a great time for him to stay over. But when I picked up my grandson from the airport, I did not expect him to be so handsome. He was about 6 feet tall, with an athletic body, and his suntanned skin made him look like a local college kid. I was only 16 when I had his father, and his father was 18 when he had his son. So here I was, a horny 52-year-old granny, about to have 2 weeks all alone with my stud of a grandson. Hey there, kiddo. Long time no see. You're looking pretty handsome these days, I told him as I walked around the car to give him a hug. He put his luggage down and let me hug him. I made sure to stand on my tiptoes and push my large tits into his face, at least as much as I could.
Yeah, it's been a while. I see Grandpa's been treating you well, he mentioned as he obviously eyed up my fake tits and tight body.
It was making me wet to think he was thinking about me sexually. Well, let's not stand here all day. There's plenty I want to show you back home, I mentioned with lust dripping from my mouth. I helped him get his bags into the car, and we headed back to the house. On the way home, I made sure to grab his hand while I drove. We talked about his trip, and after a while he seemed to relax and open up about his college plans. He told me how he broke up with his girlfriend back home and wasn't as bummed out as he thought he would be. The prospect of hot college babes at his beck and call was too exciting for him to be upset about his ex. And as we got closer to the house, I grew bolder and started to trace my fingers up and down his thigh over his shorts. We talked about all the chores I needed him to help me with over the next few weeks, and he was very open to doing whatever I needed. He was so submissive, he didn't even think twice when I asked him to do all the heavy yard work. He didn't even argue when I told him I would take care of all of his laundry for the next 2 weeks. I was going to find out everything about my grandson, from the style of his underwear to the smell of his cum stains on his hand towels. When we got back to the house, I helped him get settled into the guest room.
Well, handsome, you can put your things down in the drawers over there so you weren't living out of your suitcase. And if you need a shower, you can use the shower in my room. It's the only one that works for the moment. Your grandfather was going to have someone look at it the other day before he left, but you know how forgetful he is.
He bought the lie, hook, line, and sinker. Truthfully, I turned the water off to that bathroom the minute we got home. I wanted to be able to see his hot, wet, naked body whenever I could.
And you can leave all of your dirty clothes in my hamper at the end of the day. That way I won't have to intrude on you to come and get it.
As much as I wanted to walk in on him jerking off, I was more turned on by him bringing his cum-soaked towels to me.
So why don't you take a quick shower and I'll go fix some dinner, I told him.
I was surprised that he started to take his shirt off before I even left the room. I almost got caught staring at his tight young body and sexy abs. He was very fit and probably had no trouble picking up young sluts back home. I waited for him to start the shower before I went in to peek on him, knocking on my bedroom door to let him know I just forgot my phone on my dresser. Little did he know that from the mirror on my dresser, I could see him fully nude in the shower. I planned it that way so I could watch my husband sometimes. And was I glad I had. His cock was almost 5 inches long, and it wasn't even hard yet. I couldn't help myself. My pussy got wet instantly, and my clit got so stiff. I had to start fingering myself, or I was going to go brain dead staring at his beautiful cock.
I thought I left my phone on my dresser, but I can't find it, I lied. Let me check the bathroom counter, quick. Maybe I left it there with your towel. It was firmly in my pocket, but I walked into the bathroom anyways and caught his glance through the half-fogged-up glass between the shower and me. Well, look at you, sexy. I bet you have to fend off the girls with a 5-foot pole. I joked at him, pretending to look for my phone.
No, really. Actually, my only girlfriend was my ex, and we didn't get that far, he replied.
It stopped me dead in my tracks to think that my hot grandson was a virgin. It was such a turn-on to think of all the things I could do under the pretense of teaching him.
So, you haven't had sex with her yet? I asked innocently as I placed my phone on the counter while he wasn't looking.
We barely kissed, he told me sheepishly. Oh, these 2 weeks are going to be fun, I thought.
What a shame, I lied. Oh, here's my phone. I'm going to finish making dinner. Feel free to wear whatever you want when you get out. I'll just be wearing pajamas myself, I told him.
As I left the bedroom, I got changed into some tight booty shorts that I wore when I went to the gym, and a sports bra, and a loose tank top. I made sure to leave my regular bra and wet panties out on the bed, where he would be sure to walk past them. I made something easy for dinner, but I made sure to sprinkle some ground-up Viagra onto his plate. Not enough to give him a raging hard-on alone, but enough to get him frisky and wanting to play. After dinner, we sat on the couch next to each other and watched an old romantic movie. You know, one of those old Cary Grant movies. I made sure to trace my fingers up and down his toned arms, and as the movie went on, I leaned into him and started to play with his chest. I was just getting started, and I could see the bulge in his gym shorts. His cock had to be at least 8 inches hard, and from his breath in my ear, I could tell he was looking down at my pushed-up tits. It was making my pussy so wet to know he was thinking about using my tits. I got up halfway through the movie and told him I was going to make some popcorn, but I really was pushing up my boobs more, pulling my shorts up and rubbing my clit so it would stop throbbing so much. I wanted to go back and suck his cock so bad my mouth was drooling. When I returned, I noticed he'd shifted towards the far armrest and had leaned away from where I was sitting. I guess all my teasing made him uncomfortable. But when he saw me come back to the couch, he sat up a little and tried to secretly readjust his hard-on. But I saw all 8 inches of it. I sat down almost on top of him, with my feet underneath me so my smooth thighs were touching his leg. I put the bowl in his lap and pretended to go back to watching the movie as I began to trace circles on his thigh over his shorts. We were getting to the heavy kissing scene in the movie when I turned to my horny grandson. So, if you've barely kissed your ex, does that mean you've never Frenched a girl before? I could show you how to do it.
Wouldn't want you to be embarrassed when you start meeting those cute, sexy college girls, I coaxed. He froze for a minute as I continued to rub the inside of his thigh.
Well, I suppose you're right, and it is just kissing, he replied. Wouldn't want to be the biggest virgin on campus after all.
All right then, here, turn your head, like this, I said, pulling his face towards mine.
There, that wasn't so bad. Let's move the popcorn out of the way, and then you can try it out on me.
Mm-hmm. 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 Not bad, sexy. Why don't we see what else you can do? I moaned.
Pretend I'm a college girl. Show me how you'd make a move.
I want you to show me how you'd play with her tits, I ordered, grabbing his face and making out with him before he had a chance to say no. When he hesitated, I slipped a hand down to his hard cock and started to rub it from over his shorts. His hand shot up to my tits after that. He was a little rough and inexperienced, but boy, was he eager now.
Here, let me take my top off. That might help, I said, stripping off my top and bra.
Now, I want you to lean in and French kiss my nipples. College girls like a man who can tongue a nipple.
Oh, yeah, just like that, baby.
He wasn't even thinking anymore as he just jumped to my nipple without waiting. I went back to playing with his cock while I taught him how to lick my nipples. He was making me so wet.
That's good, baby. Now, have you ever fingered a girl before? Don't be embarrassed. That's what I'm here for. I'll show you how to finger a girl's pussy so good. You'll get real popular with the ladies. Without giving him a second to say no, I stripped off my pants and sat back down, spreading my legs and showing off my tight, trimmed pussy.
Here, give me your hand and put your finger right here. Yeah, I'm kind of wet. That's my pussy, baby. And it feels really good to tease a girl by rubbing her pussy lips like this.
Yeah, just like that. And after a girl is really wet like I am, you put your finger here. Oh, yeah.
That's the clit, baby. Now be gentle with it. It's really sensitive, so light rubbing. But if you do it right, she'll start grinding your pussy into your hand. Yeah, baby, just like that. Oh, yeah. I let him finger my pussy for a little as I reached over inside his shorts and started to jerk him off. He was making my pussy so wet I was going to come.
Oh, yeah, sexy. Slow down for a minute. If you make her come too easy, she won't be in the mood to do anything for you. A lot of college sluts just want a guy to make them come and leave them with blue balls. So you have to tease them first. But for now, I'm going to show you what happens when you tease a girl right. I told him as I got down on my knees in front of him and pulled down his shorts. He tried to cover his cock from me, but it was too big to hide, even with both hands. My mouth was watering so bad, I was afraid I'd start drooling.
Come on, baby, move your hands. I don't want you going to bed with a hard-on. It's bad for your health to have blue balls for too long, and you've made me feel good, so I want to return the favor.
I grabbed his hands and pulled them away from his cock. I started to lick up his shaft from his balls. The boy nearly shot through the roof when he felt my tongue on his balls.
Oh, that's right. You've never had a woman suck off your balls before, have you? Suck off your cock.
I asked as he shook his head and turned red with embarrassment.
Don't be embarrassed, baby. That's why I'm here, to help you get ready for all those slutty college bimbos.
I returned to licking up and down his cock. As I held his hands to the couch, he kept them there, as if he was afraid to go against me, despite the fact he could easily force his cock down my throat without too much effort. Now I'm going to make out with your dick, baby, so don't worry, it's going to feel really good, I told him before slipping my mouth over the head of his fat cock. From his gasp of surprise, you'd think he'd never even jerked off before, he was so sensitive. Or maybe he was turned on from thinking about his grandmother sucking his fat, hard cock. And wet and juicy. I love it. What a shame your ex never gave you a blowjob, baby. Your cum is so sweet, and your hot cock feels so good in my mouth. Girls are going to love sucking you off. Does my tongue feel good on your cock, baby? He started to moan really loud and started to buck his hips, so I knew he was going to come soon. Are you ready to come, baby? Come? Well, that's when you feel really good and you shoot semen from your penis, baby. Here. Let me keep going, and you can just let it all out of my mouth for your first time. You'll definitely want to remember your first orgasm. Yeah, baby, you're going to come. Don't fight it. Just let it all out. Let all your hot come in my mouth, baby. It won't get all over you then. That was delicious, baby. And so much, too. You're lucky your grandmother is so experienced. A lot of girls won't swallow your cum. Now you go get cleaned up in the shower. And if you haven't already, feel free to take the panties on my bed into your room tonight. Just put them in the hamper with your pajamas in the morning if you get them a little dirty. And maybe tomorrow I can show you some more things those college girls would enjoy. Good night, baby. Don't stay up too late. I teased, walking back to my room completely naked still. This was going to be a fun 2 weeks without my husband.